Keisha, what can visitors to the Indiana State Museum experience with the exhibit?
Visitors to the exhibit will have the opportunity to experience interactives as well as learning about the remarkable life of Major Taylor. They will have the opportunity to try to beat Major Taylor in a time trial, so they'll have the opportunity to get on a bike and see if they can compete with him and win. They'll also have the opportunity to learn how bikes work and how to fix a flat tire, as well as the opportunity to work with Infinito Bikes to try to build their own small bike.
Why did the Indiana State Museum feel it was worthy to feature this type of exhibit?
This collection is full of information that Taylor used to write his autobiography, and it really is a chronicle of his life. The foundation of the exhibit is the collection, which includes scrapbooks, photographs, letters, and postcards. And we use those materials to help tell the story of his life and to chronicle all of his many victories and accomplishments.
For non-cyclists, what does the museum hope that someone who comes to view the exhibit could benefit from?
For non-cyclists, you can learn about Major Taylor's life, his early life here in Indianapolis. He was born November 26, 1878, and he would remain in the city until 1895. You can learn about the cycling craze and different things that were going on in the city. How did Major live in Indianapolis? What was life like for his family? So you'll get a little information about his travels and his love for his wife and daughter. So you will get the sense of what his life was like with his family. And that is especially true when you have the opportunity to hear portions of letters that were written to them. So there's a lot of activities for everyone who comes to visit the exhibit.
The Indiana State Museum has to look at different exhibits that they feel like they want to have featured at the museum. What is the criteria? What are the decisions based on when the appropriate personnel say, okay, we think that would make a great exhibit? What factors are involved with that?
Telling the Indiana story and sharing Indiana history, and then also what is available in our collection. And that was one of the things about Major Taylor, is that we have the materials in the collection to help tell the story. We had the documentation of his travels. We had the images that could help support the exhibit, and we have trophies. We have two that are part of the exhibit and the experience that we could have that could be part of the exhibit. And so having those items allowed us to place the foundation and build the exhibit.
Keisha, the exhibit sounds amazing. Thank you for sharing this information today and telling us about this exhibit.
Thank you.